It seems somehow fitting that the microphone I've chosen to use for this week's episode is highly sensitive. It's a really high-quality, professional studio microphone, actually handmade here in Cape Town in South Africa. It's called the Tull F47, and thank you to those guys. They actually sponsored me this microphone some time ago and haven't used it for recording music as much as I would like, but I do absolutely love the sound. The thing about it is that it's what they call a condenser mic. It's highly sensitive, and so it picks up the sounds of the birds singing outside, of the pool pump, of someone walking past on the gravel, the dogs sighing. I mean, it's highly sensitive, and so it has to deal with a lot of other stuff around it. And the microphone I've been using for the last while is a much less sensitive microphone. It's still nice, but it doesn't pick up the nuance and the depths and the sort of broad array of sounds, the full spectrum. And it's funny because as I was thinking of pressing record, I realized like this is how I feel right now. I feel like I am that sensitive microphone. And what it comes with both the positive, where you get to really enjoy and experience and appreciate the depths and richness of sound and the harmonics and all these wonderful things. But you also have to deal with all the other stuff, the noise coming in from outside that can get overwhelming at times. And this is kind of what my life feels like, or what I feel like in many ways. So this podcast episode is titled On Giving Up and Falling Apart. And the reason that I titled it that is because I have kind of, in some ways, given up and fallen apart. And I wasn't sure whether to say giving up or surrendering. And maybe by the time I release this, I will have changed the title, but it feels like there's a fine line between giving up and surrendering. Giving up is kind of, in my mind, feels like a negative thing, whereas surrendering feels like the only option a lot of the time, and it's a more positive. It has room for growth and change. But I have just come to this place in myself where I'm unable to pretend any longer that I have the energy or the capacity for much at all right now, and other than just like therapy and gentleness, because the last several months has been me just surviving, basically, in my mental space, in my heart space, because I haven't been able to write new songs. I haven't been able to work on my album. I haven't been able to work on planning tours. It's kind of all, and this has been going on for some time now, as anyone who's listening will know, that I've been wrestling with these kind of things for a long time, but it's reached this point. And it's interesting that I'm recording it today and I just discovered it's Mental Health Awareness Day, like International Mental Health Awareness Day. So here we go. Let's talk about it. This is where I'm at right now. And I want to go into what this feeling is. It's in some ways, it's almost like in my mind, I'm actually like a bum on the street living under a bridge. Like that's how it feels to me. Even though when I look at my life, it's completely, I have a totally blessed life. I have an amazing sweetheart. I have an amazing bunch of supporters. I have music that I'm proud of. I have all the potential in the world to continue living what I consider my dream. And yet when I'm actually in it, living it, there's something in me that is just actually this like homeless person on the street in my mind. And I'm going to talk more about that in a moment, but I figured we could listen to a song first and just to kind of ease us into this week's episode. And actually, one of the reasons before we get started, sorry, I'm feeling a bit, I haven't really planned this. I generally don't. So if you're new to this podcast, then I hope that you enjoy hearing from a sort of sensitive soul like myself, just feeling and flowing with whatever comes of its own accord. And I almost gave up. I actually missed last week's podcast episode. It was the first one I've missed in many months, and it felt sad and hard. It was like the last little thing that I was still maintaining in my life, my professional life, the last thing that made me feel like I deserved to be a supported artist on Patreon, the last thing that was like this thread of hope. And I just didn't get it done last week. And so I had to let go of that as well. And then I wasn't sure if I was going to do another one. I was like, what's the point to this? Why would anyone care about me just rambling on about my life on this podcast? Or, you know, I don't really understand the value of what I bring into the world at this point. And so it's hard sometimes to keep going because I just don't see why I should. What does it really matter? And then yesterday I saw that someone had written a review on my podcast. And so, and it really shifted me. And so to anyone out there listening who thinks, oh, I, You know, I don't have much to say. There's no point in me sending him a message or leaving a review or any of that. It really is. It really, like, it might be the difference between me continuing or not. In this case, it was. It really shifted me. So thank you to Sarah from the USA. And this is what she said. And it really impacted me, really affected me. And I even feel emotional talking about it now because it was just so nice to realize that there are people out there who are finding even my rambling ways of value to them. So this is what Sarah said. This is the type of realness that each of us needs to listen to and truly hear. Nate is authentic and breaks it down to the nitty gritty. Love it. And it's not only for the chronologically young. I'm 70 years old and I'm still learning how to live better. This podcast makes me think. Thanks, Nate Maingard. My pleasure, Sarah. Thank you for reaching out and for leaving that review. You are basically the reason this podcast is happening this week. It really inspired me to just keep going, even if I don't know what to say, even if I don't know how to say it, even if I feel like I'm giving up and falling apart, it's still worth sitting down and telling you who is listening about that. Because who knows, maybe you need to hear this today. Maybe it's the one thing that helps you to live your life in a different way or to just accept your life the way it is or whatever it is that you need. So let's have a song. I've been playing him quite a bit on the last few episodes. His name is Thomas James Smith. He is one of my dear friends. And I felt like this was a fitting song. So we'll have a listen and I'll see you on the other side.
I hope you find yourself where you're meant to be. It's hard, I guess, when you're on your knees. Don't believe what they say, what they want you to see. Are you living in doubt to someone else's dreams? 'Cause I know now that we're all the same. It hurts, but it hurts. Who were you to take the blame? Who's to give the judgment when they know that they're just the same? Remember when we were young, all the ecstasy. Now I'm older, things change, but I still believe you're worth more than you know, more than diamond rings. And all the money and fame is just there. Judgment when they know that they're just the same. about you? Who are you to take the blame? Who's to give the judgment when they know that they're just the same? Who are they to judge you? Judgment when they know that they're just the same anyway.
So here's the thing. I want more than anything to just be real, to just tell it like it is without fear of reprisal or fear of what it might mean or the judgment that comes with it, the self-judgment and potentially the judgment of others. So let me lay it out for you. This is one of the big things I'm going through right now and have been for some time. There are almost 300 people out there who pledge to support me on Patreon every month. And that is my primary income. That is almost all of the income that I make is from those people. And I am currently not fulfilling the role that I consider the one I promised I would be fulfilling on my Patreon page, which is that of a musician and a touring musician and a video maker and all of these things. And I have tried. I mean, if you've followed me, you've seen. I did the 100 Days the 100 Days Ukulele Writing Challenge, and I wrote 5 songs in 7 weeks. It was going to be a 14-week project, and I ran out of energy after 5 weeks. I just couldn't do it anymore. And so what I'm realizing is that I have to get out of my way about that. I can't do it any different. And the way my Patreon page is set up is such that I can't, it's a monthly thing. It automatically charges people every month. And I can pause the whole thing, but I don't want to do that because it changes. Then I can't use the Patreon page. It's a whole complicated thing. And I also rely on that money. I don't want to pretend that I don't. I do. That is my income. And so I've been wrestling with this thing of that I should be doing more. And who am I to take time out, especially when I don't know how much time it is going to be, how long it's going to take before I'm in a place where I can create again, where I feel whole again. Because the reality is that the pain that comes with my attempts to get my life together is currently so big that I can't do it to myself anymore. I can't pretend. The only thing that I can acknowledge right now is that I have to surrender to my healing, surrender to therapy, to counseling, I need to go to an osteopath for the bulging disc in my neck. And more than that, I need to find what it is in me that was so traumatized as a child that I have spent my whole life running away from it. And that's like the big thing that I'm looking at right now is that I have spent so much of my life, even the things that I truly love, like playing music and writing songs, even those things, I've used them as a way to escape from feeling the emotion of whatever it is that I'm so hurt about. And I don't know if you can hear the tears in my voice right now, but I feel very moved by this because I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what healing looks like right now because I've done so much of what I thought was work towards that. But there's more to be done. And there's so much to be done at this point that I actually can't do anything else, that I've run out of energy for really anything else. And when I try to do other stuff, it comes with this huge emotional weight that like as soon as, so for example, when I commit to writing songs once a week or something like that, and then I miss it, I don't do it. The pain of that failure feels so overwhelmingly disproportionate to the actual failure itself that it makes it really hard to try again. It makes it harder and harder. And it's like, I feel like it's just been a fight for years, just fighting just to take the next step. And each step is exhausting. And I've been speaking about this with my therapist and what she said is, and I found this really amazing, and maybe I can find an article and share it in the show notes. I'm not sure, but either way, this is the basic gist is that when children are traumatized, they build what is called a false self. And so the false self is basically this sort of projection of ourselves that we create and we project forward to the world. And that's what we show to the world as a self-defense mechanism. Like maybe this version of myself will be what you love and what you accept and what is okay. And so that's it, the false self, which you, I mean, if you want to go in a spiritual direction, you could maybe call that the ego or the unhealthy ego, whatever. But in my case, I'm just going to call it the false self because I know what that feels like. And when she said it, it really resonated with me, is that I've built this version of Nate that I show to the world that's meant to be the one that keeps me safe. He's a cool guy. He's a musician. He gets shit done. He's a traveler. He's like all these very cool, funky things that people look at and they go, wow, isn't that Nate amazing? But the reality is that there is a core Nate, a core Nathan, a core real child within who is terrified and who is broken and alone and scared and who really needs love and attention from the rest of Nathan, like who really needs to be acknowledged and cared for and brought out into the light again. And the energy that it takes to maintain that false self, to maintain that front, is absolutely exhausting. And I have reached the point of true exhaustion. And it's so hard for me to say this because I know that my life is blessed when I really do. Like I look at my life and I see how privileged I am and how much I've been given. But I can't pretend that that makes it any easier to deal with this false self, to be a functioning human in the world while there is this exhausted aspect to me, that this exhausting aspect to me that I can't maintain anymore. And so this is me surrendering to you, whoever is listening, to my patrons. I will be sharing this podcast episode on my Patreon page and just saying, I'm falling into the arms of those who love me. And I don't know when I will again be able to continue working on my album, when I will again be able to plan my next tour, or when I'll be able to write more songs and create consistent videos. I don't even know that I can continue this podcast, but I'm going to do my best. I hope that I can. I would love to. But the reality is that I am actually falling apart, and I need to allow that to happen right now, because I think that that's the only way to move through this is with the care and support of loved ones and with the time to really just go to counseling and do that work. And I don't have any more answers. Like that's, so yeah, I have all these wonderful guests who I want to get on the podcast, but even that feels like too much for me sometimes, where I'm like, oh, I don't know how to book the times right and do all the everything to organize, to be structured. All of those things feel completely beyond me right now. As soon as I sit down and start to plan, and it's not like I haven't done those things before. I mean, I've built what I consider to be a very successful business around my love of music, around being a musician. I feel very proud of myself for what we've achieved, myself and my community have achieved together. But at this point, I can't maintain it. I don't have the energy for it. And I wish that I did. But that's it. That's where I am. And I understand my Patreon page is going to keep shrinking and people are going to leave and people are going to maybe be upset because I haven't fulfilled my promises. I really understand all of that. And I'm okay with that. I understand if that's how people feel, because the reality is I haven't kept my promises. And primarily, I haven't kept my promises to myself. And so that has to bleed out into everything else that happens in my life. The two go hand in hand. It's like the beautiful saying of love thy neighbor as you love yourself, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But what I've observed is that people often try to force the love out to their neighbor without realizing that the statement very much means love yourself and love your neighbor. It's equal. It's not like love your neighbor. If you don't love yourself, how are you supposed to love your neighbor as you love yourself? If you love yourself badly, then you're going to love your neighbor badly. And that's basically, I'm not saying badly as a judgmental, but just as an observation. It's not like, oh, you're a bad, you don't love well, you're bad. It's not about that. No judgment. But yeah, there is that thing of like, love yourself so that you can love your neighbor. And I feel like I've spent so much energy and time in my life, in my family dynamic as a child and then as an adult, trying to show people how beautiful they are, while myself feeling quite unbeautiful a majority of the time. And that's what's been exhausting, is maintaining this front of like pushing the energy outward while I myself am empty. And so here I am, just pouring my heart out into this highly sensitive microphone. It's what I was saying in the beginning of this episode, is that with that sensitivity comes a high price sometimes. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by all the other noises that are happening around, because I am this microphone that picks up every little sound. But the positive of that is it picks up every little sound and you get the richness and the fullness, the full body of the experience. And I wouldn't really want it any other way. So I've been speaking with many friends who've been through very challenging mental health times, so with depression and bipolar, etc., and who've come through and who are living wholesome, whole, healthy lives, but they had to go through some pretty gnarly, pretty challenging stuff to get there. And I think that that's kind of where I'm finally residing, is in the truth of myself, which is someone who is falling apart and not giving up, but surrendering. So maybe I'll leave the title on giving up and falling apart. And then if those who listen will come to understand that in this case, I'm not giving up, but I am surrendering. And that surrendering might mean that I'm less available for putting stuff out into the world for the time being. And I also must say that I don't know what to do about social media. So if you've been following, you'll have heard that I took a break from social media. This is now almost 2 months ago, I think. I don't know exactly when, but I haven't gone back on Facebook or Instagram. I am back on Twitter, although I'm still kind of debating how I feel about that. But the reality is, the more I learn, the more I feel that social media overall is turning us into unhappy people, that the overall just, and that's not to deny that there are major positives. Like, I have had beautiful connections with people and I value that so highly. But the way that these platforms are structured and built is not to make us happy, is not to make us content or to invite us into celebration and recognition of our own perfection as we are in this moment. But it is to take us out of ourselves and show us and convince us that we need more. We need to be more, show more, have better lives, have bigger houses, have cooler social circles, be following our dreams in better ways. Sorry, I bumped my mic there. Be following our dreams in better ways. And I just, I don't know. I'm kind of flailing my hands around here. I got to be careful of this sensitive microphone. So yes, there's a book which I've spoken about several times, 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now by Jaron Lanier. I will put the link in the show notes. Again, I've put it a few times, but I do think it's worth reading. And I don't know what to do, because, well, what he says is, like, we could build better platforms. It's not like it has to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. But the way that Facebook is structured, the way that Instagram is structured, it's turning us all into assholes, basically. That's what he says. And I kind of agree with him, because it just breeds this constant need to feed the machine, the algorithm, which is really about selling our attention to advertisers. We aren't the actual customers of these platforms. We are just the people who use them, and our attention and time and data is sold to the advertisers, and those are the customers of the platforms. And so, of course, they're not building them to keep us content and happy and safe. They're building these platforms to keep us hooked so that they can sell us more. And it's just terrible. And so I don't know what to do about that either, because I've built my whole career on that. And it's hard. It's a hard situation for me to be in, because I want my career to continue. I want it to be a sustainable, long-term, valuable career. And I just don't know if I can do it on most of the social media channels, because I think that they're causing more harm than good. Anyway, so here we are. Here we are again. And I hope that you're well. And I'm okay if you're not, because I know what that feels like. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your thoughts and feelings on what it is that I share. You can go to nakedwithnate.com and you can visit there and just send me a message, or leave me a comment, or write a review, or become a patron, or do any of those things. And I hope that you get value out of this. And thank you for listening to me. Thank you for just allowing me to be real with you and to share as honestly and openly as I am able. And I hope that you can do the same in your own life, and that you can be held and loved for your truth, because I think that's one of the things that the world most needs right now, is not the polarized, angry, attacking and side-taking that's happening, but what it really needs is us to listen to one another being truly vulnerable. I don't know anyone who isn't trying to do the right thing, who isn't trying to do the best that they can with what they have. Everyone wants to be the hero of their story. And so, if we can just be a little compassionate and empathetic for everyone out there who's doing their best to make sense of this world, then maybe we can have some compassion for ourselves as well. Let's have another song, and then we'll bring this to a close.
All of these people are looking at me, and still I am fading, though invisibly. where do I go? Nobody knows, fading away. Me by reminder of all that once was alive. Now it is gone, like the tale of a song fading away.
That was the last song I wrote for the ukulele challenge I was doing, where it was going to be writing one song a week for 14 weeks. And that was the seventh song I wrote. And it was, sorry, the fifth song I wrote on the seventh week. And then that was it. I just ran out of energy, ran out of the whole thing. And that one itself was written at midnight as I was sleeplessly trying to make sense of my existence as a human in the world. And yeah, I guess this idea that really some of the brightest light that we can shine comes sometimes from the darkest places. And I love that song. It's beautiful and it's real and it's raw, but it had to come from such a difficult space. And yeah, I haven't been able to write a song since. That was it. And I don't know when the next one's coming, but I hope it's soon. And I look forward to sharing it with you when it does come. If you want to download that song, you can get that on my Patreon page. And that would be great. That's how, as I said, that's how all of this exists. That's why I don't have to have ads on this podcast or ads on my YouTube videos. I wouldn't have them anyway, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to advertise. I just want to tell you my story, and I want that to be enough. I want there to be enough value in my story and my songs that people support it, so that I don't have to sell your attention to advertisers as a way to make enough money to survive as an artist. I just don't think that that's a sustainable way for us to function as a society. That's why I love Patreon. It's why I love you, my patrons, if you're listening. And it's why I love everyone who supports creativity and independence and what makes them feel stuff. Because that in itself has intrinsic value. I don't have to give you a product for it to have value. If you feel stuff, if a tear rolls down your cheek or a laugh shakes your chest or you sigh or you go deeper into the experience of being yourself, then that to me should be enough to be worthy of support. And I'm not saying this again as a judgment or you should do this or you shouldn't do that. It's just something I really strongly believe that's how we change the world, is we give value and attention and time and money to the stuff that really brings us positive sensation and experience and growth as a human. So there we are. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. As always, it is such a pleasure. It really is a pleasure. It is a deep pleasure, even though that pleasure doesn't always feel joyful. There is a pleasure in sharing the truth, whatever that looks like as it comes out. Thanks again to Sarah for your beautiful review and to everyone who has taken the time to reach out, to send me messages, to leave reviews, to become patrons, all of those things. And even if you're just one of the quiet listeners who hasn't said anything, just the fact that you're there listening really to me has so much value, and I love you for it, and I thank you. So yeah, go visit nakedwithnate.com and enjoy. And if you feel, then take part, leave a review, become a patron, etc. And otherwise, I look forward to sharing again with you same time next week. Thanks for getting naked with Nate. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. And if you can't, that's okay too. I accept you just as you are. See you soon. Bye.
I am undone, come apart at the seams, and it's so easy. Become a part like me. That's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it, feel every little bit. You have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I take my shoes off when I'm entering your home to be barefoot in the kingdom where you roam. Heart's a temple, I am worshipping in it. My heart's so simple, it loves to sit and be sunlit. You have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you. Have saved now all your love for something true. Give it all now to courageous ones like you, like you. I see you coming, leave behind your heavy load. Life's a race, but only when your bags, we're gonna hit the road. Seems I'm crazy, but I don't mind so much when I'm labeled lazy by those filling up their time with busy. Busy this and busy that, it seems they're crazy. It comes in many flavored hats and ba-ba-da-da-da. And I seem weird too, those who fill their minds with stuff, cause I like empty. Emptiness seems just enough to me. Emptiness is just enough.